Section 8. Means of Practice for Sick Men and Anyone. Chapter 24. Direct Knowledge for a Sick One. Bhikkhus, if five things do not slip away from a frail and sick bhikkhu, it can be expected of him, in no long time, with the destruction of the taints, he will realize for himself, with direct knowledge, in this very life, the taintless liberation of mind, liberation by wisdom, and having entered upon it, he will dwell in it. What five? Here, a bhikkhu dwells contemplating the unattractiveness of the body. Asubhanupassi kaye viharati. Perceiving the repulsiveness of food. Ahare patikulasanyi. Perceiving non-delight in the entire world. Sabbaloke anabiratasanyi. Contemplating impermanence in all conditioned phenomena. Sabba sankaresu anicca nupassi. And he has the perception of death well established internally. Maranasanya ko panasa ajjatang supatita hoti. If these five things do not slip away from a frail and sick bhikkhu, it can be expected of him, in no long time, with the destruction of the taints, he will realize for himself, with direct knowledge, in this very life, the taintless liberation of mind, liberation by wisdom, and having entered upon it, he will dwell in it.